The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, June 14, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel commemorated the fighters considered decisive in the Cuban independence efforts, Antonio Maceo and Ernesto Che Guevara, and the anniversaries of their birthdays. Both figures were born on June 14, so it is a date of patriotic and revolutionary resonance, a day of remembrance and tribute, the president wrote on his official Twitter account. He noted that Maceo and Che are united by history, courage, dignity, the fight for justice, radicalism, anti-imperialism, Cuba, the great homeland, and their exemplary lives always inspires us. Likewise, Díaz-Canel recalled a phrase of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, who described the Argentine-born guerrilla fighter. Che brought together, in his extraordinary personality, virtues that rarely appear together. He stood out as a man of unsurpassed action. But Che was not only a man of unsurpassed action. Che was a man of profound thought, of visionary intelligence, Díaz-Canel stressed. The Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP, on Monday summoned the 50th José Martí Volunteer Work in Solidarity with Cuba Brigade from July 10 to 27. Friends of Cuba and Europe will dedicate the days to commemorate the 170th anniversary of the birth of Cuba's national hero, José Martí, the 63rd anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution, the 55th anniversary of the fall in combat of Commander Ernesto Che Guevara, and the 69th anniversary of the National Rebellion Day. According to ICAP website, participants will visit the Julio Antonio Mella International Camp, located in the municipality of Caimito, in the province of Artemisa, and will visit the area of Playa Girón, in the western city of Matanzas, where they will learn about the historic place where U.S. imperialism suffered its first great defeat in America 61 years ago. A Cuban delegation headed by Deputy Foreign Minister Elio Rodriguez is in Panama on an official visit that includes participation in a bilateral migration round. The delegation was received at the Tocumen International Terminal by the island's ambassador to the Isthmus, Lidia Margarita Gonzalez, who is also a member of the delegation. According to the agenda, the Cuban diplomats will meet with the Secretary General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jones Cooper. Likewise, they will attend the sixth round of migratory talks next Thursday, and meetings are planned with representatives in the Canal Country of organizations such as the United Nations Agency for Refugees and the International Committee of the Red Cross. And in the international agenda, we have that the Dominican Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced in this capital the visit of the country of the President of the United Nations General Assembly, Abdullah Shahid, starting on June 16. According to a press release from the Foreign Ministry, the visitor will be in this nation until Sunday, the 19th, in order to complete an important work agenda with high-ranking officials of the Dominican government and civil society organizations. The president of the main deliberative body of the UN will be received on Friday by the President of the Republic, Luis Abinader, at the National Palace, where they will discuss the country's progress in the face of economic recovery and the tourism development experienced by the country after the COVID-19 pandemic, the information specified. Shahid will receive a decoration from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Roberto Alvarez, prior to a working lunch in which they will address issues of sustainability and the environment. Meanwhile, the international tour by President Nicolas Maduro on Tuesday aimed at strengthening strategic alliances and the welfare and security of Venezuela, socialist leader Diosdado Cabello stressed. The first vice president of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela affirmed in a press briefing that the head of state is the only one authorized to lead the South American nation's international relations. The expectation we have for President Maduro's tour is enormous, Cabello said, in reference to the tour by the president, who carried out official visits to Turkey, Algeria, and Iran since last week before arriving in Kuwait on Monday. He emphasized Venezuela's potentialities for the economic growth, for which the relations with allied countries play a decisive role. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.